Lecture topic, the reality of humility.
Sayyidina Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invited Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Miraj. How did he address him? He is not addressing him as a Rasul. He did not address him as a Nabi. He addressed him in a way that he wanted him to be all the time. Subhana alladhi asra bi 'abdihi. I'm saying what Hazrat is saying, I'm just repeating that. Allah Ta'ala invited him, he said, I invited my abd, my slave. The word is slave. Now this word slave, abdiyat, it's a very great quality. This quality of slavery, to be a slave, it's very easy to see, I understand I'm a slave. But you do not know the true meaning of a slave. When a king, a person came to him and asked him, you want a job? So the king asked him, where are you on a slave? So wherever you sent him. So what are you going to eat? Whatever you give me, but this is going to be here, these things. We feel that we just have to hear and forget about it. Then wherever, whatever you wear, I'm going to sleep, wherever you sleep. So it's the thing that slave asked me, how can it be that you, that whatever the king asked me, what is this? You say, I'm a slave. I cannot have what I want. It's what you give me, I do. Now why is it that the Buzurgan Adeem give us this incidence of this kind? To bring that quality into us that we are slaves. For Allah Ta'ala. We are slaves. There's no such thing as we ask for anything. We are being told to do, we just do it. Amanna wa sadaqna. Whether you like it or you don't like it. There was no such thing as, you know, you're looking for something, you're looking for nothing. A slave is that person who completely becomes submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, completely, total submission. There's no such thing as, you know, he has any kind of hidden agendas, you call it. Whatever my Allah tells me to do, amanna wa sadaqna, and I am totally submitted to Him completely. So Hazrat said that the greatest quality a person can have in him is abdiyat, means total ajizi, inkisar, powerless. I am powerless. I got no power at all. La hawla la quwwata illa billah. We say la hawla la quwwata. Did you ever ponder upon this meaning la hawla la quwwata? If you ponder, there is no power, there is no greater than Allah. So you're having this in your quality, in your heart, that there is no one more greater, more power. I am powerless. I am helpless. I am nothing. I am completely. That's what you call that humility that is wanted. Total humility. I want you to understand that this is the most important thing. When you come to suluk, taking the road to Allah Ta'ala, this is the first thing one has to have in him. To wash out all that what you call, which if a person wants to have come into suluk, is pride. Take out pride of you. I am nothing. No one can tell you whatever they want. If there's no pride, why is he supposed to be like that? There must be no pride. Whatever is happening today is because of pride. Why must you get arrogance when coming to you? For what arrogance when coming to you? The one thing you must remember, that as far as you have, the moment, the Hadith says that The moment you have humility in you, then the sign of pride must not be you, the smell of pride must be you. Smell of? If you got the smell of pride in you, that means there's a defect in you. Allah Ta'ala can give you everything of the best. Allah Ta'ala can give you everything of the best of the world, everything. But pride will not come to you. Arrogance will not come into you. Let me tell you, it's very easy to talk. But this arrogance that people have in that pride they have in them, that to look down at people, to look down at people, until unless you don't have that in you, that you, you look down upon yourself more than anything else. Humility, ajizi, every moment you are powerless, oh Allah, I'm powerless. Oh Allah, I'm helpless, I only need you. This is a quality everyone is supposed to have in us, to subjugate oneself, to be completely and to embrace Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the law of Allah. Slave must look like a slave, but this is it, must look like a slave. Be very honest that we are not slaves, we are not living like slaves. Slave is a person who does not look at anyone else because the slave, I'm so down. I have no chance to look at anyone else, I only have to look at one person, that I'm whose slave I am. Whose slave I am? I'm a slave of him. I'm a slave of who? Allah Ta'ala. So if a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you suppose you complete your old direction with Allah Ta'ala. So as he says, the purpose of trying to come is because the root of everything is love of the world. Love of the? Why does pride come into a person? The love of the world. High ranks he wants. High dignity he wants. Honor he wants. That is what he wants. So those are the things. The root of pride. That everyone has pride because I want to be the high rank. I want to be honored. I want to be dignified. No one else will be higher than me. So those things must completely come out of us. This is what? Many a time a person thinks, I'm going to the Khanqah. For what are you going to the Khanqah? Is it because you have no food at all? No food at all? Alhamdulillah, Allah can give you. The purpose to go to the Khanqah is to eradicate these things, what you call it. But you have to take it out of you. Or if you're keeping any contact with any buzruk, any saint, any Allah wala, then to take out these things one out of you. Why I got pride? Why I'm looking down at this person? You're reading namaz, you're reading Quran, you're reading tasbih, everything, but you still got pride in you, you're looking down at that person. You walk out to the masjid, you see a person drunkard, you look down at him, khalas. You look down at him, but you fail to realize he made tawbah tomorrow, Allah forgive him, what happens to you? So this thing here, the Khanqah is for this person, but the person that is going to the Khanqah, he must realize this, but the purpose is to make it Islam. To make this Islam. And you must understand that when you go to this to make Islam, the Shaykh has to be hard with you too. But then you can't be hard with Shaykh. The Shaykh can't be hard with Muri. The Muri run away. But 10 other doors are open. 10 other doors are open. If the Shaykh tells Muri, hey, please don't miss your time, move. Jazakallah, go somewhere else. That's not a Muri. That's a Muri, Sikh person. Murid, a true murid is he who gives him down completely to the Shaykh. Whatever he says, he just bow down to him. You know that Mirza Jana Jan Rahmatullah Ali's incident with Ghulam Ali, his special khadim, I mentioned it some time ago to you. The time when he was doing the fan, when he fanned him, why are you so slow? Why are you so slow? So he said, being fanned faster. Oh, you want to fly me now? I'm a fly ringer. So what was the incident? It was a normal incident. Stay so long, the Sheikh. So when the Sheikh told him that, he said, neither here nor there. What way were we? Where am I now? Neither here nor there. So you may, and you and I may think that that incident, that comment that he passed, the statement he passed, is small one, why must be taken out? The moment he passed the statement, leave your family and go out. Now what do you think he told him to go out? What's the reason for going out? You may be thinking this matter because you know why. Sheikh got hurt. Sheikh got hurt. Sheikh did not get hurt. But Sheikh prevented you from getting hurt. Sheikh did not get hurt. Sheikh prevented you from you getting hurt. Which you do not understand. So if you look at it, they didn't look at the action. They look at the motive. What's the outcome of the action? The Sheikh, do not look at the action at all. He spoke like that, not the action. What's the outcome of the action? Why this action took place? Why he spoke like that? Because what is going to be the outcome of this? When you go outside. So his unhappiness is not because of because they harmed him. Yes. Because in their hearts, the Buzurgane Deen, they don't know what the meaning of insulting, to get insulted. They don't know what the meaning of taking revenge. Why I'm saying this is we take revenge. We take revenge. They don't know what's the meaning of revenge.
Remember one thing, when you take on the road to Allah, the first thing remember that if you, I said that you have abjad in you, you are a slave. A slave does not know how to take a revenge. He does not know what's the meaning of revenge. If someone hit him too, he'll turn away. I'm saying this because this is what we are, our Islam is this. If someone, if being vulgar would you to turn away. If the wife hits you too, you turn away. If the wife swears it, you turn away. Until unless you do that, because the moment she swears you, and you get angry, that means you have that is the smell of pride within you. Why did you get angry? The smell of pride. That worker is working for you, is working so hard. When he's coming, and you are the boss. You are the boss. And sometimes he says something to you, because he's quite long with you, he says something out of turn, and you flare up, halas. You flare up. What have you done? Why did you flare up? For what did you flare up? Because the pride, the smell of pride is in you now, the arrogance is in you now. You still got the pride in you, and we all know the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what the slightest bit of pride you had, won't go to Jannah. You won't go to Jannah at all. It's like Allah Mani Father. It's not a small thing, my dear face. It's not a small thing. It's a very. So likewise, I have to say that the moment the Sheikh stopped him and told him go away, because he was surprised. There's a spark still in him. There's a spark in him up to now. One is a spark and one is a flame. He said, what come? How come he's so long with me? The spark of arrogance is still in him. That I just told him, just do this, do that. On death he's infected so badly. Infected so badly. You know, remember my dear friends, when I'm talking, we try to make our Islam. Each and every one should look into his life. We are not here to heaven. It's to look into our life. Outside of friends, outside how people talk to us. At home, how people talk to us. Are you in a position to keep yourself completely controlled? Are you in a position when a wife tells you, a son tells you, a children tell you, some friends tell you, your neighbors tell you, how do you respond? Do you have that control in you that you don't have chocharapanna ho? Do not flare up. After you flare up, you say, sorry, what's the meaning of that? One person writes to me and tells me, you know, first the wife said the husband did this, that to me and that to me, and the husband told me, why? See, I told her sorry after that. But you did that because you caused the harm. But you say every time you do the same thing and say, I'm sorry, is that the meaning of that? Where is your Islam? She can, my husband should tell her, what a tiny hair! Come to see her, tell you now. She is crooked, but you must be straight. So where is your Islam? So the time when the Shaykh told him to go away is because the fear was there that at the moment is the spark is there. The spark is there. Why is the spark there? Because when the spark goes and continues the spark going to a box or anything, now what happens? It catches fire. When the spark goes to the box or anywhere and clothing also continues, what happens? Catches fire. So where do you lead to? So the Shaykh said this month that I told you to go out, not because I will be insulted, not because I'll take revenge on him. I am not even hurt if he swears me, if he hits me, if he doesn't affect me. Allah. It does not affect me at all. Why am I saying that become like that if someone has to swear you to can look at the face to? The smell of arrogance must not be in you at all. The wife swears you to do. Nakafullah. So they should say, if she does something straight, then it does hold them. Hey, it's surprising to me, she's going to be straight. Otherwise, she'll never be straight. So don't tell her that. Just to tell you this one, that this is the way the life is supposed to be. You can be namaz with both asan. Allah Ta'ala is asan. But if you're talking, you're going for your Islam. This is your Islam. Aadmi bano. Become a man. Aadmi bano. You can walk in the street. So Hazrat says, I took him out, not because of my benefit, but the spark is there, I did not want that the spark to remain also. The spark must go away, because we all know that the moment the spark flame will come up, I want the spark to go out. But when he was thrown out of the khanka, he was really crying. Not like you and I, really crying. He wants to come back. He wants to come back. But they valued. Mr. Janajan Rahmatullah Alayhi was not a small Muslim. Very great Muslim. Very great Muslim. That day he was passing away too, he knew he was passing away. He prepared himself day of Jummah, wearing clothing of the best. Mehman Naj. Mehman who knew that. That kind of Muslim. But he wanted his Muris to be of that kind. Why did you have that spark in you, that spark when he out? For what you did that. In other words, they are very concerned of your speech too. Very concerned of your action of speech. Why did you speak like that? In other words, Hadith is telling us that we must learn how to use our speeches too. What's the use? The most important thing when you speak at home or outside, think very carefully, mein kisi ko takleef nahi deta. Maulana, mein kisi ko takleef nahi deta. With the action to not give anyone takleef. My dear friend, this majlis is very important. One friend of mine told me this morning, Maulana, you're having so much majlis, what's happening? Why are you having majlis for? Tell them to learn something. I said, no, inshallah, they'll learn. They'll learn. He said, so much majlis is taking place. No, inshallah, someone will learn, inshallah. Someone will learn. My husband did not stop majlis. Someone with the muhabbat and good, you know, you're coming so much, you must change, inshallah. You'll become more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're coming with that intention, why not Allah will get me? Have that intention, I'm coming here empty and going back full. I'm coming empty and going back full. And think like this, that oh Allah, my faults I've got, I could put it right. Make intention of make my Islam. Become a better person, become more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Become more dear to Allah ta'ala. Remember one thing. If you want Kamil Iman, perfect Iman, then only come into perfect Akhlaq. Perfect Akhlaq? And this can only come in what I'm saying, you must have ajzi, humility in you. Humility in you, very humble. No matter how rich you are, no matter Allah can give the best of the cars, best of the house, best of everything. But humility is there, Ya Allah, you gave me this. It does not make you a different person. It's not that after Allah will give you all this, the best of cards, and you begin to make salam to rich people and forget the old people. In your eyes, everyone is the same. Everyone? Sumira Janajan Rahmatullah Ali, you know, one day, before I go further, you know how he was very sensitive. Very sensitive. One day, the king came to meet him. He said, "Now, they don't worry if the king comes and give him a big chair and all. One day, one stool just drops upside down and sit down there. You came to see me, I didn't see you. You came to see me, I didn't see you." Buzuk were at that time too, Allah Allah. And they wanted to come meet them too. He said, "I'm going to have to sit down there." The king asked, "You know, some water to drink, you can help yourself. What is wrong? Help yourself. You don't want to help yourself." And they had respect for the buzuk too. And respect. Even then, drank the water. And he put the glass upside down. And he put the glass upside down. Now he's going after another, you know, whatever school. He's leaving now. Give some advice. See, that person who put a glass upside down, what can he do? How you run in country? You can't put a glass there. They could stay like that. See, in other words, you have to restrict everything. Because the moment is, you know, you got that glass upside down, you got a headache. Mirza Janajan was so sensitive that one lady brought a special, you know, godro. And that godro is in the way they make with the, you know, this sewing, all must be straight. That lady gave that you must pay. Whole night you look at your headache. Headache. Just imagine how sensitive he was. Sensitive he was. That if a child is a little bit ugly, he can't take it. Not that it is wrong, the child, but it's disappear. Very sensitive. Now he turns his chest and he cries in front of him, prayer outside. Well, then you can't do that. Another buzruk, you know, one day one this murid did something wrong, then go away. Today, no sheikh can tell his murid to go away, just keep it there, but bend down. No man can pray back, carry on. So, now he's trying to come back. What must I do? My husband told us this. So, it so happened that he came to know that the sheikh likes monkey tricks. You know, monkey comes, tricks in India. In India, it stops. If you see monkey tricks, we see in India. The monkey is doing real tricks. So now he heard the sheikh knows the thing. So he went specially to learn the tricks. How to go back to my sheikh? Look at it, the intention. I want to go back to the Khanqa. What must I do to impress my sheikh to take me back? Not because of anything else. He learned the thing properly and he went back to the Khanqa. And then why he doing monkey tricks in front of the Khanqa? Sheikh has gone here. Hazrat woh bandar wale aa gaye. Acha. Hum bhi dekhenge. His mubah. So he went there and he saw the monkey tricks and all that too. So after the monkey tricks, he gives some inam, no? Some gifts or something. He gives some money. Jin Baba is Sheikh. Everyone giving. Mere paas bhi aa jao. Mango. Kya mango? Ask what you want. Then give me. Hazrat, I'm come back to Akhan. Huh? Oh, you the one. But now give you what? Both the charge. You see how Sheikh, they are shafqat to, kindness to, everything there. But they, to make you a man, to make you insan, they don't have any kind of revenge. You can scold them, this is what I want from us all, including myself. If someone swears at us, don't look at the person. Mahajan will tell us, if while you walk in the street, you drive in the car, if someone hooters, I'm saying that now, hooting at you badly too, don't even look at that person. What was the reason for doing that? Malum hota ke tumhara andar tak hai, the smell of pride is there. If you have a smell of pride, don't look at that. Apna kaam karo. You carry on. You walk in the street, one person swears you too. Why did you look at that person? For what you look at that person? You're looking at that person, you know why? I want to see where he is, who this person is. Not at all. If a person comes in guna, it does not come to him. The way you must be a person coming in guna, you cannot walk, you don't know who that person is. My eyes do not see it. This is what is wanted, is what is wanted. So the statement that he made was something that was very, very dangerous statement. Why did you say that? For what did you say it? Now you say talaq to your wife and khalas. Then what happens after? Then you want to run around for small, small thing. You can't, your husband say, you can't even tolerate the small thing of your wife. You cannot even tolerate the small thing of your wife. If she tells you 10 things to wear, it is kahayat mal bahaduri. Why did Allah Ta'ala made like that, that if you tell 70, if they ask for the talaq to you, that you don't fall. They tell you 100 times and give you talaq, will you fall? And if you say 1 time talaq, what happens? They did not understand. So it was something with the spark that was there, you know, the spark. As you can see, that spark must not have that one. By having the spark of arrogance in you, boy, you only come to know when you are faced with a situation. It's very easy to say, you know, we haven't got that in you. But the moment you face a situation, then you come to know. Maaf karna, even the ulama also in between. Ulama also victim of this, and they become sparked and they become completely, they forget who they are. I got a message this morning, one person came to me, how that person took off with him. I felt pity for that Pali teacher. You be very careful that you do not get sparked up. You know, the moment what happens, what happened to you now? What happened? You learned the madhis, what did you learn the madhis? You go outside, a servant speaks to you, how do you speak to a servant? I've never seen Mahadat any time speak to anyone, whether it's Amijan or anyone, I've never seen him any time speaking harshly and speaking loudly, but always with mercy. Very soft, so much of humility. That person telling Mahadat, I've got no shoes. I've got no shoes. He was supposed to show us his shoes are really bad or something. He was just asking, Aapka juta kahan? Picking one shoe to ask him his shoes. Now if you and I were there, hey, what's wrong with you? Why don't you show where your shoes are? So that you can see the shoes? But has he not said a word? That is what you call. Hazrat Mawashim Gungoi Rahmatullah Ali, if you want to know humility, humility in reality, Hazrat Mawashim Gungoi Rahmatullah Ali, it's raining, he's teaching Bukhari Sharif. The children all running with the Bukhari Sharif, running in the classes, he's picking each and one's shoes. He's picking each and everyone's shoes. If that is not humility, what it was? This is what you call ajizi. They're carrying the thing there, they Hazrat kya ho gaya, they got shocked. That they're running with the kitab, Hazrat is picking up each one's shoes with them. Could you and I do that? Where's your humility? You go to your madrasa, your students have to go to madrasa. Start raining, others must be my shoes. Leave alone, I must take other shoes. I'm telling you, this is a bring of humility, bring about humility. You want humility, do those things to bring about humility. The give others chance be front, you must take behind. Give others chance, be front. I always say my friends, you know, they come, the ulama come to me. I say, the day you want to perform namaz, sit and stand down. There is no one to perform namaz, then you must perform namaz. But the moment you want to perform namaz, stay back. Because now you're not in namaz for Allah Ta'ala, you want people to make it. So how important it is that this humility must come into that extent that you walk to Hazrat Mawlana Hussain Gungoi Rahmatullah Ali. Three people, one side, right side is Mawlana Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah. Left hand side, Mawlana Yaqub Nanoti Rahmatullah Ali. He is the center. What a great man. One person comes, meets Mawlana Yaqub Sahib, Mawlana Qasim Sahib, and he smiles. He smiles. You and I, why didn't you greet me? What didn't you greet me? In other words, you come to realize who you are at the time when you face a situation. The other one, Qasim Allah, smile at them. I'm gone. They don't even feel that anyone brought Islam to them. And today we feel that person, one person is younger than you, and they make salam to you, didn't make salam to you, khalas. Small person made salam, not to me. Make kuch hua me. There's make one, this is what is called pride. That must come out of this. Why that he was respected, why not respected? Until unless you have those things, you must know that you got the smell of pride in you. And humility is something obviously which you must have. Mahasa said, the greatest quality of a person in this world, which Allah wants you to have is, مَنْ تَوَاضَعُ إِلَّهِ رَفَعُ اللَّهِ. That person has humility in him. I'm telling you, if someone can swear you to, you know, he'll get you. Whether wife, whether your child, everyone, humility, humbleness. That humbleness you must have in us. Until Allah you don't have that humility in us, then you notice that there will be more nuksan in us. Hazrat Mahasheb Bangoi Rahmatullah, he was so sensitive that, you know, what must I tell you, one day they dropped some water drink, that clay pot water. While drinking the water, he says, it's metal, murdi ki bu aa rahi. While he's drinking that thing, you know, it's clay pots, they make the clay pots there. So while he's drinking the water, he says, from here I can smell the great, you know, the dead bodies. I can taste the dead murdi ki bu. What does Hazrat mean by that? You don't understand. So they went and asked that person who made that. So I say, what's wrong with you? Hazrat saying, this is not mudde ki bu aa rahi hai. He said, what must I tell you? I couldn't find any place. I went to Kabristan quietly. And I made the people there. How sensitive they were. How sensitive they were. But how humble they were. So much. In their hearts of hearts, they say, "Main kuch nahi." When his sheikh wrote to him and asked him, I always say this thing to remind ourselves too. Kya haal hai? Ye haal ko choro. Bas do cheez. Remember this. He says, kya? Alhamdulillah. Mada aur zam, dono bada. You know what mada aur zam means? Praises and disgrace, no effect on me. Have you stand in your heart and tell you praises them? Do not wait for anyone to praise you, and if anyone praises you, but no effect in you. No effect. If someone praises you, no effect. And someone disgraces you, no effect. You say, Alhamdulillah, madazam do not barab. If someone praises me, no effect. If someone disgraces me, no effect. One person came to Hazrat, I came from very far. And I heard, you know, your dua get accepted very quickly. But you see, he came with that intention. If his dua is accepted, good for me. Not accepted, good never was. In other words, you say, why are you telling me that? No effect in me. No effect in me. This is how we are supposed to be. If someone tells you anything, praises you, why? Praise you, Allah Ta'ala. Praise you, Lord. Why someone praising you? Alhamdulillah, I thank you that you know you may start. And then you talk bad about it, no effect at all. So until unless this quality does not come into it, it only can come into humility. You must have humility to become humble. Humble! Do not look down at anyone. Think good of everyone and think you are the worst. Think you are the worst. You know, Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali, when a person in front of him stood in the mosque, said, who is the person that's the worst person here? He stood up, I'm the worst person. I'm the worst. Why don't you and I think the same thing? If Allah Ta'ala brought you here, who brought you Allah Ta'ala? But do you know whether your namaz is said or not? Only Allah knows. Who is the worst person? I am nothing. But don't tell everyone, you haven't got the quality. If someone says, no, you are nothing, then oh, Allah, okay. You get angry. But why are you getting angry? You do nothing. I say, yeah, I'm true, you do nothing. So be careful, don't just use it as, you know, I heard I'm nothing, let me go and tell I'm nothing now. So somebody, no, you are nothing. But I'm proud of that. Make dua to Allah Ta'ala, humility must come. Become humble, 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 I'm powerless, I'm I am nothing. But don't tell anyone to start with it. Everything with what you are nothing, nothing. You did it. Everything that you do, oh Allah, I did not do everything. You did it. You speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every day when you speak to Allah ta'ala, you say, oh Allah, I am nothing. Oh Allah, you are everything. I am nothing, everything you have done. What people say, oh Allah, that's your job. I am nothing. In reality, remind yourself every day. One great Buddha to do that every day, she says, oh Allah, I am nothing. I am nothing, this is you that doing everything. By you saying that thing, that quality will come to us, inshaAllah. Allah ta'ala mankan tawfiq, Rabbana atina bi وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا على ابنهان وقنا ظلمنا وإن لم تغفر لنا لترحمنا نستغفر الله تعالى برحمتك يا رب.